What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, it's time for an all-new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Kelly Kimura.
In today's news, repairing Taroko National Park.
And saving ocean corals.
And in today's tasty tidbit, the clouds tell all. Stay tuned for those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
太鲁阁国家公园需花费十亿修复。Taroko National Park repairs will cost 1 billion NT. Taroko National Park is known for its spectacular 壮观 mountains and marble canyons, 大理石峡谷。
The park was established in 1986 to protect the stunning beauty of the Taroko Gorge. The gorge is a 19-kilometer-long canyon. It's filled with breathtaking scenic views of nature. Millions of tourists flock to see the amazing views every year.
But the park has suffered severe damage from the powerful earthquake that happened on April 3rd.The gorge and nearby trails were buried in landslides, 土石流, and rock slides, 岩石滑落. Facilities, 设施, and structures were also severely damaged.
Access to the gorge has been closed until further notice.
According to preliminary 初步 estimates, restoring the park would cost more than 1 billion NT.And that is only for parts of the park that the Ministry of the Interior, 内政部, takes care of.
However, 1 billion NT is just a rough estimate.
There are still aftershocks, 余震, in the area, which have delayed detailed assessments. There are also severely affected areas which experts cannot get to on foot.The assessments have to be done by aerial photography, 空拍.
The April 3rd earthquake is the strongest since the 921 quake 25 years ago. Not only did it damage the national park, it also caused many buildings in Hualien to collapse. Even the famous hotel within the national park, Silk's Place Taroko, is temporarily closed for damage assessments and repairs.
相关单位评估三个月后将能够逐渐开放灾损较不重的步道。
There is no definite date for when the park will be fully reopened, but officials are confident that they will restore the park to its former glory.
Going global.
用吸管保护小珊瑚 Boba straws save young corals.We've all seen the devastating, 毁灭性, effects of plastic pollution in the ocean.
That includes plastic straws. Many people have watched the video of a vet pulling out a plastic straw from a sea turtle's nose.
But now, scientists are putting straws in the ocean to protect coral, 珊瑚.
What are they thinking? Don't worry.These are not the usual plastic straws that we use for drinking.
They're biodegradable, 生物分解 straws that will dissolve, 溶解, in the ocean after a few months.
Scientists have been working hard to save coral reefs all over the world. One of the solutions is growing new corals in labs and placing them in the ocean. There is, however, a major problem.
Fish like to bite newly transplanted 移植 corals and destroy them. This leaves the corals with a less than 40% survival rate, 存活率.
One expert says parrotfish especially love biting the new corals. He says it's like popcorn to them. The fish lose interest as the coral grows up, but protection is needed when the corals are little.
To solve the problem, the experts and another researcher came up with a solution. They created a small cage with biodegradable straws and put it over the new corals. This increased the survival rate of newly transplanted corals to over 90%. They call it the coral fort.
At first, they use regular-sized straws that dissolve after 2 months. However, the fish still wanted to bite the coral after 2 months. Then they experimented with other straws until they found the perfect one.
Boba straws, 真奶吸管. Boba straws are wider and thicker than average drinking straws, and that gives just enough time for the corals to grow until the straws dissolve. 谁能想得到, 可生物分解的珍珠奶茶吸管 竟能保护珊瑚? Experts hope that the coral fort can benefit reef restoration projects, 珊瑚复原计划, all over the world.
The Recap.
So in today's News Bites, Taroko National Park was severely damaged after the powerful earthquake that happened on April 3rd. According to preliminary estimates, restoring the park would cost more than 1 billion NT, but officials are confident that they will restore the park to its former glory.
And scientists are using biodegradable boba straws in the ocean to protect coral. They make small cages with the straws and put them over the new corals. This has increased the survival rate of newly transplanted corals to over 90%. Experts hope that the coral fort can benefit reef restoration projects all over the world.
And in today's Tasty Tidbit, looking up at fluffy clouds can be fun, but did you know their shapes can tell you about the weather?
Stratus clouds are flat with a layer of gray. They often mean there might be a bit of rain coming. Puffy white clouds mean nice weather. And cirrus clouds are wispy like long feathers. They might mean that a storm is coming.
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites.
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news story you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署 下次继续和您聊新闻。 ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.